Welcome to episode 3 of Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn podcast series. In this series, we talk about getting out of our own way and creating a life that works for you. These are quick and to the point because I know you got stuff to do. So let's get right to it. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today we're going to be talking about comparison. That little voice that crawls into your head and convinces you that your life just isn't measuring up. You know the drill. You're minding your own business, feeling good about where you're at, maybe even proud of yourself for a recent win. Then you open Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or whatever. Suddenly you're hit with the wave of someone else's highlight reel. Someone just closed on a brand new house. Somebody else is showing off their engagement ring. Someone sipping cocktails on a beach in Greece. Meanwhile, you're staring at your leftovers, wrestling with your Wi-Fi, and wondering if you even have clean socks for tomorrow. It's funny in a way, but it also hits deep. Because in that moment, your brain does this trick. It whispers, you're behind. You're not good enough. You should be further along by now. And just like that, a perfectly fine day gets hijacked by comparison. And here's the truth. Comparison will rot your confidence from the inside out if you let it. So today we're going to unpack this together, what it is, how it shows up, and most importantly, how to get free from it. Theodore Roosevelt once said, comparison is the thief of joy. And I think most people would agree. We scroll, we watch, we compare. We see polished photos, curated videos, carefully written captions, and we line them up against the unfiltered messy behind the scenes of our own lives. The problem is this, we believe we're behind because we're measuring ourselves with someone else's ruler. But that ruler? It's broken, it's bent, it's a lie. Because no one is showing you the full story. You're seeing their best 5 minutes and comparing it to your worst 24 hours. Think about it. Nobody's posting about the arguments behind the smiles, the debt behind the vacations, or the loneliness behind the wedding photos. Comparison feeds off this illusion that everyone else has it figured out while you're still stumbling. So let me slow it down and ask you directly. When was the last time you caught yourself comparing your life to someone else's? Who or what were you measuring yourself against? And when you did it inspire you or did it deflate you? Most of us know the answer. It rarely inspires. It usually leaves us smaller than before. So here's the truth you need to hold on to. Your path isn't supposed to look like theirs. You're on your own timeline. Think about it. Two people can start the same race, at the same starting line, with the same resources, and life will still take them in completely different directions. Different obstacles, different opportunities, different detours, yet both can still win. See, life isn't linear. It isn't a straight shot from A to B. Some people peak in their 20s, some in their 40s, some in their 60s. Success doesn't have a best before or an expiration date. What looks like someone else's dream outcome might not even be the kind of life you'd want if you actually had it. If you catch yourself looking over at someone else's progress, remind yourself, you're not late, you're not behind, you're not missing out. You're just moving through your own season, and that's exactly where you're supposed to be. I remember talking with a friend who's 25 years younger than me one night, and he said to me, man, I wish I was where you are in life. And I couldn't help but laugh because I've been looking at his life thinking the exact same thing. Here I was admiring his freedom, his ability to travel, to pick up and go wherever he wanted. Meanwhile, he was admiring my stability, my relationship, my routine, my ability to stay grounded and build something consistent. Neither of us realized we were standing in the exact same trap. Each convinced the other had it better. And here's the kicker. Both of us were so busy staring at each other's lives, we weren't appreciating the good that was right in front of us. That's what comparison does. It blinds you. It shifts your focus so you can't even see your own blessings. With that in mind, I want to challenge you. Pause for a moment and think. What do you have right now that might make someone else jealous? Maybe it's your circle of friends. Maybe it's your creativity. Maybe it's the fact that you survived something tough and you're still standing. Whatever it is, don't miss it. Don't let comparison make you blind to your own gifts. Let me get real with you. This week, I caught myself comparing my podcasts to another host's numbers. I won't say who it is for privacy reasons, but for a second, that old story kicked in. You're not growing like they are. You're not as good as them. You're not enough. But then here's where the shift happened. I had to remind myself, I'm not them, and they're not me. Their lane is their lane. My lane is mine. And beyond that, their audience isn't my audience. My responsibility isn't to chase someone else's scorecard. My responsibility is to serve the people who choose to show up here with me week after week, show after show. The moment I recentered on that truth, the pressure lifted and I felt free again. See, that's the sneaky thing about comparison. It shows up when you're not looking. It slides in through the back door when you're tired or vulnerable, but you don't have to let it stay. You can notice it, challenge it, and then let it go. So let's bring this episode home. This week's reminder is simple. Stop comparing your journey to someone else's. You don't know the full story behind their smiles, their success, or their milestones. And they don't know yours either. The only fair measurement is how much you've grown compared to who you were yesterday. Not who you were compared to your neighbor, your coworker, or your cousin on social media. Just you versus you. Because here's the thing. If you can look back and say, I'm a little stronger, a little wiser, a little more grounded than I was last year, then you're winning. Growth, not comparison, is the real scoreboard. Well, that's it for today's Unshuck Yourself. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who needs the reminder that their lane, their timing, and their story is enough. And if you've been stuck in comparison lately, let this be your permission slip to let it go. Your pace is your pace. Your journey is yours. And the world doesn't need another copy of somebody else. It needs you. So keep showing up as you are. That's your real superpower. But before we go, I want to leave you with a few questions. You can write them down, talk them through with a friend, or just let them sit with you. Number one, when was the last time I compared myself to someone else, and how did it make me feel? 2, what is one thing I have today I once prayed for or wished I'd have? 3, what part of my life, my skills, my relationships, my personal growth, could use more attention and nurturing right now? 4, who am I when not measuring myself against someone else? And number 5, what's one step I can take this week that feels true to my path, regardless of what anyone else is doing? And here's the challenge part of it. Pick one day this week for a comparison detox. No measuring, no scrolling with envy, no internal scoreboard. Just one day to show up fully as yourself. Because the more you practice investing in your growth, the more fulfilling your journey becomes. And that's it for me. Until next time, Nation. We'll be seeing you.